Sports fans rejoice. You're listening to My Team, My Voice with MTMV Sports.
What's good, everybody? It's your man, the myth, the legend, the voice, bringing you this week's Time Out. This is where we take a step back and assess the game of life, looking to God for strategies to bring us true success. This week's thought is Portrait of Love. When DeMar Hamlin went down in the Monday night game between the Bills and the Bengals, we saw a true portrait of love from not just the players, not just the NFL community, but also from the fans. DeMar Hamlin had a charity that he used to give back, and he was looking for about $25,000 altogether for his charitable efforts. Well, the fans and everyone chipped in and got him over $6 million. When it happened, you know, of course, they stopped the game. They revived him twice and they got him off the field. But then they were like, okay, well, let's continue the game. And the players were like, no, we cannot do that. We can't continue the game when we know what's just happened. We're not in a state to do that. So both teams decided, hey, we're going to postpone this game. Excellent, excellent call. And then the NFL decided to cancel the game altogether and find a different way of making things up for both the Bills as well as the Bengals. Because, again, of the concern for the team, the concern for the people. But not only that, you saw concern outside of the individual players that were there. You had people like Ryan Clark and Shannon Sharp remarking about situations that they'd been through. Ryan Clark going through a situation like that where he was down and he thought that things were over. Shannon Sharp remarking about what happened to his brother Sterling and him being concerned. You know, you saw all this concern coming in from so many different places. And that is a true portrait of what love looks like. Now, we got a great example of what love looks like when Jesus came into the world. He didn't just stop a game. No. Being God, he lowered himself, wrapped himself in flesh, and took on that which he hated, which was sin. The very thing that separates us from God, he allowed to come upon himself in the form of Jesus so that we could be with him. You know, it wasn't just giving to charities, but he was charity. Charity means love. And he showed that love again by living a life, giving us the perfect example, and then dying for our sins. He took on those sins so that we would have an opportunity to love him, because sin separates us, but love draws us near. And that love was great enough to cover our past, present, and future sins. See, our efforts, our righteousness, our sacrifices, it's just like kicking a can down the road. It's like paying a minimum on your credit card bill. It keeps a debt collector from calling, but it doesn't do anything about the growing debt. Jesus not just postponed or canceled a game, he wiped out our debt by living a life for us and dying to cleanse us of our sins. So here's the play. God is love. And Jesus said that we will be known as his disciples by how we love others. So be a portrait of love. It's your man, The Voice, with this week's Time Out. All right, time to get back in the game of life. Until next week, ready, break.